hear ye him. Prior to that, he hadn't said anything like that. He just said, it's my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. But this time, he said, y'all listen to him. He's fixing to tell you about love and how to live. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. I tell you, God loved his only begotten son. And we ought to heed the voice of God and listen to what Jesus Christ had to say about love. The next thing, God loves those who believe in Christ. John 17 and 23, I in them and thou in me. This is when he was praying to God. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Amen. Amen. Jesus' desire for his disciples is that they become one and that they love as one. That's why we admonish one another in this assembly all the time. Let's come together with one mind and one accord, and let's love like Jesus loved. Let's love like he loved us. I tell you, he wanted them unified. Why? Because he wanted them to be a powerful witness to the reality of God's love. Amen. There is power in strength, and there's power in unity. Amen. Amen. We all understand that concept. We must pray for one another. We must build one another up. We must work together and in humility do that work. We must give of ourselves, lift up Christ, and refuse to get sidetracked over any kind of divisive matter. That is God's love. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Paul is simply offering us a strategy to help us live for God day by day. Simply put, he said, it's being Christ-like. Amen. All those attributes and personalities of Christ. And we should live as a representative of Christ every day. And I tell you, I've told you before, by his Spirit and by the Holy Ghost, we can love and live just like Jesus Christ. We do have crossways sometimes. I mean, sometimes things happen in our life. But I tell you, we can ask for forgiveness and we can continue on our path of love. Amen. Like Jesus did. Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. I tell you, we don't have to live under sin's power anymore. He has rescued us by his love and his blood. The penalty of sin and the power over us was destroyed by Jesus Christ and his great love and his shed blood on the cross. And while we were dead in our sins, he made us alive. Amen. Last thing is, God loves you. John 3:16. We could all quote this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The scripture says should not perish, but have everlasting lives. I tell you, we need to understand that our salvation is going to happen only when we look to Jesus Christ and his love, and he will save us. I thought about the Israelites in the wilderness when the serpents were biting them and they were dying, and Moses, he put that serpent up on the pole and told them, look upon it, believe, and be healed. I'm telling you, when you look to Jesus Christ, he will save you from the sting and the bite of the serpent of sin. Amen. He loves us. God loves you. He always has, and he always will. Thank you for your kind attention. I know it's not some earth-shattering great revelation lesson, but I just want to encourage us. I don't care what happens, how down you get, or what goes on in your life, just remember, God loves you. He always has. He always will. Let's stand. We'll be dismissed and come back for worship service in a few minutes. God bless you.